With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Outside groups supporting the candidates in Montana's U.S. Senate race have now dumped close to $33 million into the contest, bringing total spending so far to around $60 million. That's a record. Recent polls say Republican Matt Rosendale and Democrat John Tester are running neck and neck. The candidates are making their final push to convince remaining undecided voters, rally their bases, and attract media attention. Corin Cates Carney reports from Bozeman.
Inside a ballroom at Montana State University, several dozen supporters gathered today for a Get Out the Vote rally featuring Democrat U.S. House candidate Kathleen Williams, Supreme Court Clerk Rex Rank, and, of course, Senator Tester.
And the millennial vote is going to be incredibly important. It's going to decide who's going to be the next U.S. Senator from Montana. It's going to decide who's going to be the next person who represents us in the House of Representatives. It's going to decide who's going to be the next clerk of the Supreme Court.
A recent poll of 2,000 likely voters by Montana Television Network and Montana State University showed Democrats Tester and Williams have more support than their opponents among people age 18 to 39. However, younger voters have often been a notoriously difficult group to get out to the polls. Another obstacle for Democrats is President Donald Trump's favorability in Montana. The poll says he has the highest approval rating of any politician here at more than 54%. Republicans Matt Rosendale and Congressman Greg Gianforte have been running campaigns closely aligning themselves with the president. Tester's pitch to the crowd at MSU today was to vote to protect their future.
You're going to be taking this place over, and we're going to be needing to address things like climate change and workers' rights and the national debt and all sorts of other issues that are so critically important to this generation. And by the way, I might add, the cost of higher education.
At the rally, U.S. House candidate Kathleen Williams told her supporters to tell their friends to get out and vote, and reminded them, as she has increasingly leading up to Election Day, that last year Greg Gianforte assaulted a journalist, and his campaign initially blamed the journalist for the aggression.
At a minimum, we should expect that our members of Congress speak the truth.
Congressman Gianforte is also on a Get Out the Vote tour today and this weekend. He's joining Rosendale, along with Donald Trump Jr., and former Fox News personality Kimberly Guilfoyle on an 8-city tour, which included Bozeman today. Since the start of October, Gianforte has loaned his campaign $1 million. His fundraising total to date is around $3.5 million, not including the loan. Williams has received additional financial backing from the women's advocacy group Women Vote, according to the Associated Press. She's raised just over $3 million. As of Thursday night, just over a quarter of Montana's 703,000 registered voters had cast their ballots. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.